can see somebody is on fire here this morning. 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 Someone who is moving from here with the fire of the Holy Ghost, give him the shout! Hallelujah! And this fire shall remain with you in Jesus' name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I bring you greetings from the Republic of Zambia. We had a most wonderful time in Zambia. And at the end, that's right, welcome to Zambia. All the provinces were represented. We'll give you the details of the conference at the end of this service. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Romans chapter 13. Our month is a month of overflowing grace and glory through godly character. And the character we are dealing with today is the character of love. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 and verse 10. Owe no man anything, or owe no man nothing, but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Owe no man nothing, but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Our objective is to understand what love is all about. In the first service, we took note of four or five things. Number one, that the basic nature of God is love. God is love. When you read through scripture, you will realize that God does not just have love. God is love. God has power, but God is not power. God has might, but God is not might. God has resources, but God is not resources. The major thing you will hear scripture say God is love. God is love. The same as God is light. That is the first. So the basic character of God is the character of love. Number two, Jesus Christ is the expression of the love of the Father. He is the expression. John chapter 15 and in verse 13. John chapter 15 and in verse 13. He said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. The expression of the love of the Father. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. We saw in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7. 1 Timothy say, wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind. In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22, he said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. So God the Father is love. Jesus is the expression of the love of the Father. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of love. The fourth thing to note is that to walk in love is to fulfill the law. We read that just now. In Romans chapter 13 verse 10. To walk in love is to fulfill the law. He said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. When you walk in love, we are face to face also with Romania Church right there. Hallelujah. To walk in love is to fulfill the law. I can see a colored man like us in Romania, like a black Romanian. Praise the Lord. What are we talking about this morning? Once love is handled, other character will adjust. To handle love is to handle character challenge. When the matter of love is handled, the matter of character is handled. When the matter of love is handled, the matter of humility is handled. When the matter of love is handled, the matter of fraud is handled. So love handles it all. Going forward, therefore, what is love all about? We mentioned seven things in the first service. We won't be able to go over them because of time. So we are going to mention seven other points here that defines love. And then we'll take it from there. Number one, this will be number eight now, but it's number one for this service. Love is the release of goodwill and thoughtfulness towards others. It is the release of goodwill, the release of thoughtfulness towards others. You read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, all the way to verse 7. It gives you various character and characteristics of love. Love is the release of goodwill, is the release of thoughtfulness towards others. People who love wish people well. They wish others well. In the journey of love, you wish people well. You wish them well. God is love. So he said in Jeremiah 27 verse 11, I know the thoughts, 29:11. I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. When you love people, you wish them well. Your thought is good towards people. You know, bitterness is the foundation for witchcraft. Is the foundation. Bitterness is the foundation for witchcraft. And the bitterness comes out of wickedness. Anywhere love is absent, somebody is permanently wishing people evil. It's just the heart is just filled with evil. I wish somebody just wish they can have accident. You just wish somebody can die there. Demonic wishes. It's called witchcraft, which is wishes that are crafty. Crafty wishes. That will never succeed near you. One man by the name S.A. Sadella, this man preached the gospel, and I think he died when he was the age of 140 years old. They may have the scripture, the picture on the screen. And they asked him what was the secret, age 113. He was one of the people who followed Apostle Babalola of the Christ Apostolic Church. He was one of the people that was raised. When all his contemporaries were finding fault with their leader, he found no fault. You know what he told them? He said, you people are finding fault with this man. God saw you with all your perfection. And he rejected you and chose him. You claim to be perfect. You claim to be correct. You claim to be accurate. Yet God left you and chose him. Which means that there is something God saw in him he didn't see in you. Which means there is something about you that God is avoiding. Bullet points. There is something God saw in you that he saw in him he didn't see in you. And there is something God saw in you that he is trying to avoid. Hallelujah. And then later on they asked him, what is your secret of your longevity? He said, I love everybody. I wish everybody well. I wish everybody well. This is what love is all about. You don't benefit anything by wishing people evil. The only thing you reap is evil back. I've seen people who wish people dead and they receive the death they wished. They received it in their camp. You just heard a testimony now. I've seen that plenty. You don't benefit anything by being angry that somebody is doing well. Love is the release of goodwill, is the release of thoughtfulness towards others. Wish your wife well. Wish your husband well. I knew of a young lady who was working in a place where she was collecting like maybe 700, 800,000 naira a month. That's massive money, isn't it? Married to a man who is doing nothing, who literally has nothing to do, is no money. She's paying the house rent. She's feeding the house. She's doing everything. Yet this man is cursing her every day. You will lose the job. The same job that is paying the house rent. The same job that is feeding him. What is that? Envy, bitterness, competitive jealousy. Why are you the envy her? Now she do you. I didn't do you. Every statement, I sat them down to talk to them. He's still repeating the same in my front. Everything that you will lose the job, you won't succeed, you can't do well. Except I'm not your husband. That is the only place you know you are husband. You don't know you are husband through house rent. You don't know you are husband by feeding the house and paying the bills. You will never find yourself in such a situation. Every young lady that is not yet married, you will never find yourself in such a marriage. In the name of Jesus, every young man that is yet to be established, you will not find yourself in such a situation. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. The Lord will give you somebody that loves you. Somebody that values you. Somebody that will respect you. Shout the loudest, amen. And those who have missed it before, the Lord will correct the situation in your life. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Number two, love is treating and relating with others how you desire to be treated and related with. Treating and relating with others how you desire to be treated and related with. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 12. He said, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Anything you want people to do for you, do for them.
The way you want people to treat you, treat them.
The way you want your wife, the way you would love to be treated if you are a wife, treat your wife like that. The way you would want your husband, you want yourself to be respected if you were a husband, respect your husband like that. However you want to be treated, treat the other person. That is what love is all about. If our leaders would treat the followership the way they would love to be treated if they were the followership, the country would be better now. If you were a driver, how would you want your boss to treat you? Treat your driver like that. If you are a boss, how would you want your staff to treat you? Treat your boss like that. Just move it the other way around. I told you a funny story before. Can I repeat it again for the sake of those who may not have heard? In our university days, I was asking one brother, "Brother, what kind of wife would you like to marry?" And where he started from will amaze you. He said, "I don't like those kind of women. Everything is them, them, me, love me, pay attention to me, take care of me, just me. I don't like that kind of woman." I said, "What type do you like?" He said, "The one that will take care of him." The one that will watch over him, take care of him. The one that will be like a mother to him, that will literally, he will be like a baby in that woman's house. Say, look at you. It shouldn't happen this way, but it should happen this way. You don't want the woman to make you take care of her, but you want her to take care. That is the challenge of this world today. People are expecting more from the other person than they are expecting from themselves. They want people to almost kill themselves for them, but they won't kill themselves for anybody. That's the challenge of the world today. If you will only make up your mind to just, in a little way, have yourself treated, treat other people the way you would want them to treat you, then this whole world will be better than what it is now. Treating others, your employees, your subordinate, your boss, the citizenry, the way you would love to be treated. That was number two. Number three, love is a release of goodness and kindness towards others. Not wickedness and not heartlessness. It's the release of goodness and kindness towards others. Not wickedness, not heartlessness. Goodness, kindness. In Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 10. It said, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Love makes you a good person. It can be testified to that this man is a good man. It can be testified to that this woman is a good woman. If you are married, your wife will confirm that you are a good man. Your children will confirm that you are a good man. Your husband will confirm that you are a good woman. Your children will confirm that you are a good woman. If you are married. I told marriage seminar some time ago. I said to the people, you should be such a man that your children will say, "Oh God, give me a husband like my father." You know why? Because they saw how much love for their mother you have, how much care for them as children you have, and they saw everything.
If your children cannot boldly say, I need a husband that is like my father, you failed as a husband and father. You know what one young girl told me about 2 weeks ago? I said, how about you and your relationship with so-and-so person? She said, no. I broke the relationship. I didn't want to go ahead. I said, why? He said, the man reminds me too much of my father. He said, all the things in my father I don't like is what I see in the man.
Wow.
The man reminds me of my father. Heartless, careless, unreliable. Since I is just, and I don't want to be in that kind of situation I grew up with another time. I am escaping my father to go and step into someone else that look like my father. Is anybody learning anything here today? I was talking to one young man the other day. His mother reported him to me. And I said to him, what happened? He said, my mother, no mortal human being can live with that woman. He said, no mortal, no human being. Mother. And he was saying it, he wasn't saying it wickedly, he was saying it almost with tears in his eyes. And truly, the mother has not been able to keep anything called a home. Can you see? Mortal. No mortal. That was such an extreme statement of a child about mother. Love is good. Please be nice. It is a seed you are sowing. Love is not mean. There are people, they are so mean. Very, very mean. Very, very wicked. You offend them, they pursue you to your grave. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Good. Kind. Kind means you don't have money. But you have pleasant disposition. You are pleasantly disposed. You are such a good company. You have a smile. You have a cheerfulness. How many of you know that when you come around a person who doesn't like you, you know? He hasn't said anything, but you know and he knows. How many of you know if you go to a house and the wife or the husband doesn't want you there, you know? Both of you, by the time your eyes jam each other, you know that you know how long you are meant to stay there. Only the two of you know what is going on. The husband is innocent. Brother came today and he said, Uncle, I'm going tomorrow. He said, what happened? He said, no, I think I have some things to go and attend to at home. Not some things. So it's madam that moved him with her eyes. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to anybody here? You may not have money to give, but you have counsel to give. You may not have money to give, but you have compliment to give. There is something that you have. There is something about you that makes people feel you are a good person. This person is a kind person. It's a release of goodness. It's a release of kindness. Good people are scarce. Kind people are scarce. Nice people are scarce. Mean people are plenty. Is that not true? Plain, very mean. Your person is boning for you. You don't know what you did. He's just frowning. And he wants you to know that he's frowning.
There is no need to live life under tension. When your life is tensed up, the whole of your destiny is fenced up.
Do you hear what I said? When your life is tensed up, your destiny is fenced up. Fenced, fenced, fenced. To be tensed is to be fenced. What is love all about? Can I proceed? The release of goodness. Number four. Love is treating your neighbor with honor, respect, and dignity. You are treating your neighbor with honor, respect, and dignity. Treating others, treating people with honor, treating people with respect, treating people with dignity. Not with dishonor, not with disrespect, not with toleration.
1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 17. 1 Peter 2 and in verse 17.
I want you to see it. Everybody read it together. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Honor all men. They are big or they are small. Honor all men. Rich or poor. Honor all men. From your tribe or from not your tribe. Honor all men. Treat people, your neighbor, with honor, respect, and dignity. Many years ago, I learned that the best gift you can give to your children is to love their mother to their notice. The best gift you can give to your children is to honor their mother, respect their mother, value their mother in their presence. The best gift you can give to your children is to love their father, honor their mother, their father, also submit to their father, to their notice. The worst injury you can give to a children, a child, is to dishonor, disrespect that woman that they have an umbilical cord connection with. Am I communicating? One young girl was talking to me the other day, not from this church. He said she and her father were like this. Until the day he was insulting the mother in her presence and trying to slap the mother. So she rose up against the man. So you can't do that to my mother. Be careful how you treat my mother. Then the man began to curse her and disown her. And not too long after that, the man died. What is paining her is the memory of her father disowning her because he was abusing the mother in her presence. I told her, calm down. A curse, curseless will not come. You didn't do anything. You walked out of provocation. Am I speaking to somebody here? If your wife offended you, go to the room with her. Just two of you. And say, what you did, I'm not happy. Whatever you want, you can say. No abuse, no insult, nothing. But there are people who will stand their wife in front of their children and dress her down. What kind of a man are you? Even animals won't do that. Insulting the woman in front of the children. No respect, no regard. Some will be beating the wife in front of the children. You are not a man at all. You are not a man because real men defend women. Real men defend women. You're not a man at all. And if you're a man looking for a fight, go to the motor park. You'll find Agbero boys who are looking for fight. There are those wearing coat up and down as man. It's not coat they need to wear. Animal fall. Because the behavior is worse than that of an animal. Even animals care for their little ones. And care for them. Do you know, the lion, male lion watches after the children. When the female goes to the bush to bring meat. The male lion watches after the children. The male ostrich sits on the eggs. Male ostrich sits on the eggs before they are turned to time to hatch, while the mother who lays the egg can be free to do other things. That's why I say some animals behave better than some men. Am I too hard against the men? No. The women have their problem too. There are some men, the only thing they are trying to do is to see if the woman's mouth can close. Not that they want to slap her. They just want they just want to see if the mouth can close. Not that they want to slap the mouth. Because the mouth is too frequent. It's too prolific. Verbal diarrhea. The talk is too much. Even the man is sleeping. He's just trying to say, can we continue from what we were talking yesterday? Yeah. Say, please leave me now. I need rest. No rest until this matter is settled. No rest. There are some women that will take their husband out and divide him. All her friends are aware of what is going on in the house. All the friends. So that the man is passing, he has no respect. What is wrong? Can anybody disgrace himself without being disgraced? How many of you know, if I ask you a question, you see somebody on the road, doing like this. What is happening? Insanity. To hit yourself is insanity. If the wife is your flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone, and the two of you are one, and you are hitting the one that is one with you, something is wrong. But you won't hear it from my mouth. And nobody should say, I say anything. Praise the Lord. Respect. Even your little... I have apologized to my little children at times before. When I tried to correct them, and maybe the correction was in front of others, and they felt embarrassed. Oh, sorry. I didn't intend to embarrass you. Okay, come, let's talk. You are my friend, you hear? Come, let's talk. Even little children, they want their respect. Even the baby you gave birth to want their respect. And love, treat people with respect. You don't look down on people. You treat people with respect. You treat people with value. You treat people with dignity. When love is absent, people look down on others. They talk down on others. That will never be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Number five now. Love is not arrogant, proud, and boastful. Love is not arrogant, it's not proud, it's not boastful. Love does not intimidate others with its accomplishments. It's not arrogant. It's not proud. It's not boastful. You don't try to intimidate others with your accomplishments. you enhance the worth and the value of others. It's not proud. Anything that makes you to talk yourself up and talk others down is devoid of the love of God. In the journey of love, you don't want anybody to feel worthless. You don't want anybody to feel low. You don't want anybody. Love enhances the worth and the value of others. When people come around you, they don't feel worthless. They don't feel valueless. They feel comfortable in your company. That is love. The president can be comfortable with you. The papa can be comfortable with you. That is love. Is God speaking to anybody at all? I am saying all these things so that we can be calming down. Let us be calming down. You know who I know? Last week, I was with the president of so-and-so place. And the other day, I met so-and-so person. And the other time, I met so-and-so person. And the last trip I made was to Paris. After that, I went to New York. Then I came back. I went to Frankfurt and then to Milan in Italy. And so that is where we are. God is good, man. What he's trying to say to you is, where have you been? Who do you know? If he hasn't been anywhere and he doesn't know any person, how does that increase you? Does the reduction of anybody increase another person? If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. It doesn't increase you. It doesn't change you. Do you carry a motorbike out, wear him suit like I'm wearing now, and take him to Zenith Bank and say you are now the manager? That's straight from... Does the wearing of suit impart any mentality to help him coordinate the whole bank? All these things are physical things. The real worth of you is inside you. Not where you have been and not who you know. It's right on the inside of you. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. One of the things I enjoy most in my life is for you to pass me and you don't know who I am and you don't care who I am, but I know who I am. So I'm cool, I'm calm, I'm collected. Then later on you realize, oh, this is so and so person. It's better for me than for me to try to prove who I am. And that has no result. Am I communicating? Be kind enough to let the small person feel important in your presence. Be kind enough. Don't be so wicked as to make people feel like they are nothing. Don't. It doesn't do you anything. It doesn't add to you. The reduction of another person does not connote your increase. Don't struggle for it. And you will know very soon that life is a seed. And when God sees how you handle people lower than you, he will take you higher. That was what he did to Joseph. When the prisoners that were meant to be under him, he was serving them. According to Genesis chapter 40, verse 4 and verse 5, Joseph served, and the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, the butler and the baker. He put them under Joseph, and Joseph served them. And in the course of serving them, Joseph's status changed. This world will be good and fine if only people can value others. Your wife, your children, your cook is a person too. Your driver, your security man is a person like you. He has feelings, emotions, aspirations, expectations. Value him. Honor him. Make him feel important. And the one who is more important than you will make you appear important in your generation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
There are people around me who wear the same cloth I wear. That is, it's not that the cloth is bad. It's not that the shoe has spoiled. I removed it and gave it wear. Shoe, take. Still relevant till tomorrow. Where I took my children to school, take your children there too. I will assist you with the school fees. Hello? It's practical life. And then the time comes when those children will grow and they realized that you treated them like you would have treated your own children. And there is no loss. I see someone here today. God is taking your value to another level. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, shout a louder believer, say amen. Lift your right hand and say, oh God, thank you for enhancing my life's value as I value others. I receive value for my own life. As I value others, I receive value for my own life. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? This is very, very important. What I'm saying now is not just for the enhancement of your life in the earth, but for your eternity with God in heaven. That was number 5. And then number 6. And we shall be true with number 7. Love is never on the lookout for the errors, failures, and mistakes of others. It's never on the lookout for the errors, the failures, the mistakes of others. Love is on the lookout for the success of others. Hallelujah. It's never on the lookout. Never on the lookout. Never on the lookout. Never on the lookout for the errors, the failures, the mistake of others. It's on the lookout for the success of others. You know the meaning of this? Love is not offense ready. It's not offense ready. Love is not battle ready. There are people who are practically battle ready. I am on my way to the office now. I'm waiting for the first person that will look for my trouble. Offense ready. How many of you know that there are people who have the book of record of people's offense? Huh? You say, madam. In fact, there are people, they don't need to have a book. Their mind is photographic of people's errors. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the last time you did something like this was 1st January 2015. I think it was 12:39 p.m. You did the same thing. I didn't say anything. Then The next one, this was 2015. The next one was March 2017. This one was in the evening around 7:15. And then the location. I think it was around, we were coming out of ShopRite. When you said the same thing again. What a torment. And he carries all of that in the heart. And he's waiting for the next one. If God should handle you like that, you are in hell now. You are in hell now. If everything you ever did against God, he records it. The thought you thought that was wrong. The speech you made that was wrong. The behaviors that were all wrong. If God handled man like this, everybody would be in hell. There are some that have text message in their phone that cannot be deleted. That is, somebody annoyed them with a message. This message cannot be deleted. They have to store it. They open it and charge afresh. After they see themselves feeling very free with the person, say, wait a minute, you don't know what he told you last time. Go and check the text. Then they read it. And charge a phrasing is not good. It doesn't help you. The same mind you are using to keep negative records is the same mind you use to make positive progress. Free your mind. Free the computer space. You know how you free a computer space to have room for more things? Free your mind. The same mind you are using to keep negative records is the same mind you need to make positive progress. Otherwise, your life will just be stagnated and stranded. And you are wondering why you are not moving forward. Just calm down. Leave them. Leave them. That was how Jesus handled it. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. People behave to the best of their knowledge. If they know that what they are doing cannot stop you, they won't do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said in Zambia the other day, was it Zambia or here, the midweek service, where some people, the hatred they hated you pushed you to your destiny. True or false? Because you became more prayerful. Since they were watching for you to fail, you made up your mind you are not going to fail. And you are going to do everything possible to be successful. And you are going to pray. And you are going to work hard. And you are going to do everything. At the end of the day, you did not fail because of how they hated you into your destiny. And you turned out better than when every atmosphere was calm. Then why should you hate them for assisting you to reach your destiny? You should actually look for the day when you can thank them. Even look for the devil himself. Satan, I'm looking for you to thank you for how you worked against me. Otherwise, I won't be where I am. Am I communicating? And you know that so many of those people, if they know that the hatred will push you forward, they would have been more nice so that you don't go forward. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't look out for my fault. I am not perfect. God is only helping me. Don't look out for my fault. Look out for your destiny. Be on the lookout to fulfill your destiny in God. That will be more profitable for you. Actually, real love makes excuse for the errors of people, especially in the marriage context. It makes excuse. You just excuse it. Oh, your wife said something that didn't look correct. Oh, no, she can't mean that. My wife respects me. Maybe there is something. Maybe there is something. You know, she can't mean that. The other day, I thought my wife said something. She was out of the sleep or something. She was in between us. Awake and sleep. You know that sleep or awake junction. So she said something and I didn't, what I heard didn't look nice, sound nice. So the next day, and I didn't want to wake her up. So the next one I said, you said this when you were about to sleep. What was that? I said, no, that was not what I said. This was what I said. The two statements sounded alike. They were similar. Similar, familiar. And that was it on the dot. You make excuse. No, it can't mean this. It can't mean that. Nobody married another person because, have you ever seen where somebody say, the pastor is about to join a man and his wife. They say, young man, tell the lady what you want. They say, I hated you so much, I decided to marry you. Have you heard such a thing before?
Never.
He said, never. No way. It's out of love. So can the person who loves you to marry you suddenly become a devil? Something must be wrong. Even if he became a devil in your house, you should suspect yourself. Whether your house is a fertile ground for the devilization of people. Did you hear what I just said? If the person was a normal person before he came to your house and became a devil, then the first suspect is yourself and your house. Praise the Lord. Take your seat. Love is not on the lookout. It excuses the errors, the failures. I don't think this person really means this. Let them explain themselves. And at times you will realize that they never meant it. And finally, number 7. Love gives. Gives. It's sacrificial. Love gives. And part of the giving of love is forgiving. It gives and forgives. Gives, forgives. What is called lust tries to get things from people. The man doesn't love the woman, but he wants to get whatever he wants from her. But love gives and love forgives. It is sacrificial. For God so loved the world, John chapter 3 verse 16, that he gives. You sacrifice yourself for your brother, for your sister, for your friend, for your family member, for your loved one, in the climate and the context of love. Love gives. And love forgives. Love is sacrificial. Somebody say a loud amen. Love is not just what you feel. Love is what you do. When it remains in the realm of feeling, it is not complete. Love is what you do. Love is in actions. Love is in corresponding sacrifices. What you do. Somebody say amen. What are the products of love? And then I'll round up there as our time is much gone. The products of love. Number 1. I mentioned 3 in the first service. That walking in love helps us to walk in the nature of God. And that is the nature of the supernatural. Maybe somebody may want to take that down before I rush to the next. That walking in love makes us to walk in the nature of God, which is the nature of the supernatural. Because God is love. Second, we said that walking in love is walking in faith. Because the Bible says, faith walketh by love. Those who walk in love don't struggle to believe God for themselves or for others. It's walking in faith. And thirdly, we said walking in love qualifies people for the mercy of God, the mercy and the intervention of God. He said, for the merciful, thou wilt show yourself merciful. For the merciful, thou wilt show yourself merciful. God is merciful to the merciful. When you show mercy and compassion for others, God shows you mercy, shows you compassion. Those are the three things we dealt with in the first service. Now, I'm going to point number four. I have three more to deal with in this service. Number four, walking in love is walking in the presence of God. And that is the anointing. It's walking in the presence of God. Because God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. When you walk in love, you are walking in the climate of God's presence. And the presence of God is what is called the anointing. So love makes you walk in the anointing. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Love makes you to walk in the anointing. Secondly, five now, walking in love is walking in the realm of our full potentials. Because that is walking in the nature of our creation. It's walking in the realm of our full potentials. Because we are walking according to the nature, walking in the nature of our creation. Walking in our full potentials, optimal capacity. Genesis chapter 1. And in verse 26 and 28, God made man in his image. And if God is love, it means man was made in the character of love. So when you walk in love, every grace in you comes out. It just comes out. That's your nature. Our nature is love. So when we walk in love, everything that is wired in us comes out. What we are meant to be, we become. And finally, walking in love is walking in the realm of harvest. For what a man sows, he reaps. It's walking in the realm of harvest. You are practically reaping into your life what you are sowing into the lives of others. You reap into your life what you are sowing in the lives of others. Walking in love is walking in the realm of harvest. You are reaping into your life what you are sowing in the lives of others. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12. He said, what things soever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. When you walk in the realm of love, you are walking in the realm of the harvest. If you say other people's children should not spoil, no devil can spoil your own. If you wipe out the tears from the face of people, no devil can put the tear on your own face. Are you following what I'm saying here today? If you introduce joy to others, no devil can release sorrow into your life. You are in the realm of the harvest. It's a new day for somebody. Did anybody receive something here today? Did anybody receive something here today? Will you stand up on your feet with the loudest? Take your seat in the presence of the Lord, and I'm sure you know the reason why. Because you didn't stand aggressively as you should. And are going to rise and shine with a shout, and you believe God brought you here to change your story. Stand up with a shout of praise. Lift your hands everywhere, 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 everywhere. This is what God says. Compel them to come that my house may be filled. Shortly, it will be filled until overflow 1-2 like area 1. Even though this is a 20 something times the size of area 1, yet any hall you give to Jesus, he fills it to overflow. Any sanctuary, any space you give him, he fills them to the overflow. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate him. Let's appreciate him everywhere you are. Ground floor, first gallery, second gallery. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's worship him. Let's honor him. Let's adore him. Father, we give you the praise.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Lift up your voice, worship, honor him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. In the first service, we declared the release of the spirit of love as an impartation. But I got to learn that since it was announced, anointing service came with the bottles of oil. Anybody here with a bottle of oil? Excellent. So we'll do that. We'll do what we did in the first service. We'll do it through the oil in this second service shortly. But before that time, how many of you are ready for an encounter in this Bethel? Especially our brethren from Nyanya, Maraba, Masaka, Axis. Just get ready. Let something drastic happen to you. Let this atmosphere expand your mind, expand your vision, expand your expectation. Let something drop on you today that will change the story of your life forever. Lift up your hands and lift your voice now and say, Father.
Father.
We are going to pray the prayers we pray in the first service. All the three. Say, Father.
Father.
I ask.
For the baptism.
Of the spirit.
Of love.
Today.
I receive.
Deliverance.
From every trace.
Of selfishness.
I receive.
That deliverance.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
Say
after me, say, Father.
Father.
I ask.
For the baptism.
Of the spirit.
Of love.
Today.
I receive.
Deliverance.
From every trace
of selfishness.
I receive
that deliverance
now
in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. I ask for the baptism of the spirit of love. I ask for the baptism of the spirit of love. Today, I receive deliverance from every trace of selfishness. I receive that deliverance now in the name of Jesus. I receive that deliverance now in the name of Jesus. I receive that deliverance. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has said and answered us in Jesus' name. Please take your seat 1 minute. Ushers, I can see people are still trooping in. Just direct them appropriately. At least let them be a partaker of the anointing if possible. And be a partaker of the declarations and the release. And next time we'll just trust God that they can be here within the time for the service and the time for the message. So that no one comes when the service is over. But still direct them. Now, explosive time we had in Zambia. Vice President of Zambia was in attendance at the leadership meeting. What she spoke about, that leadership meeting showed that the leaders of the nation, see her there with myself and Dr. Miss Enenche, what she said about the leadership meeting shows that the world is waiting. She said that if the leaders in Zambia can take that message and walk and run with it, their nation will be changed. She said to me, Pastor, I watch you, and now I am seeing you in person. The same thing that the Malawian president said. The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And it's not of him that we let or run it. It's not about what we do or we are not doing, but about the mercy of God. The whole place was jammed. They will show you shortly. Go ahead and show us the clip from Zambia.
God appears for
are so many people struggling in ministry. A major aim of leadership is that progress is made. There is a level of impact you will make that no insult can cancel. There is a level to which you touch the lives of people that nobody can be convinced otherwise.
That the Lord has helped me to sit under the leadership of the man of God. I will start by welcoming your grace and your dear wife to this meeting and to this nation of Ghana. I have learned so much. And I'll tell you, your grace, because I'm a politician, that I believe that even in politics, politics is a calling.
Yeah.
If it is not, you are in trouble. You have to hear God. And if you have heard God, the principles, man of God, you have put here will be a lesson, a reminder every day. Leadership is everywhere. That's why we have gathered here. We are all leaders. You may be a civic leader. I am sure he spoke to you. You are a pastor, a bishop. He spoke to you. You are a permanent secretary. He spoke to you.
We appreciate you, Your Excellency. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The waters cover the seas. Zambia has been saturated with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
Mama has not lifted her hand for 9 months.
Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a seat.
That boy walking there has never walked in his life.
He has never walked.
Never walked.
Walking
this is
for
the first
time tonight.
He has never walked in his life.
He has never walked before. Hey, 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 hey.
Going to hug his mother.
An evil force hit her, she fell and became paralyzed, and today the power of God hit her, she fell again under the power of God, and she rose up walking.
Show us, how are you walking with this before?
See her.
People see her.
This brother was born deaf from birth. And then
that guy was born deaf from birth.
Here on the left here, a little. But right now, both ears are fully open.
Born deaf and deaf.
Yes.
Completely deaf.
Yes.
From birth.
Completely deaf.
Both ears.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Baba. Baba.
Baba.
Give the Lord a big clap.
I don't know what to do.
Hey!
Are you seeing crowd in Zambia?
Painful growth on her right breast. Since when?
1 year now.
And what has happened?
The pain disappeared.
What are the growth?
The growth is gone.
The pain is gone. The growth. Are you just standing and looking at her?
Are you there?
Somebody with the name M.
M.
Yes. The fibroid was melted, and now this is the woman. The fibroid is gone.
What's the name?
Mika.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
This lady here has this tumor on her back.
It has disappeared. The pain has disappeared.
Are you
she
just
shouting
and looking
dancing.
Like that? She's been shouting and dancing. Are you just
Listen.
The
child has never sat, never held his leg.
He can't sit down except to lie down.
The only thing he does is to lie down since birth.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
I decree the fire of the Holy Ghost upon the provinces of Zambia.
I decree that Zambia shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord and the waters cover the sea.
On your touchlight, one more time. On your phone, your touchlight, and any kind of light you brought in here. The Bible said, arise, shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen over Zambia.
Give the Lord a praise.
The earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. The Zambian church started today. Dunamis, Zambia. They might show us a clip of it later. Dunamis, Frankfurt, Germany started today. Today. Dunamis in Holland is starting next month. We shall be, that's Lusaka, Zambia church. We shall be in America, Houston, Texas, in the month of November for North American Fire Conference. It's going to be very, very impactful as the earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. We are likely to be in South America, in Colombia, also at that same time. All I can say to you is, God is moving. He is at work. Don't just watch. That's Germany. Give the Lord the praise. Pray along with us. They're clapping for themselves. Pray along with us. And if your work and your resources permit, go along with us. And thirdly, be involved in giving towards these programs. I believe that a time will come where we can. There are some of our people who are there who have to return back. It will take them 48 hours to come back. If they leave today, if there is a direct flight to carry them, it is 4.5-5 hours from Lusaka to Abuja here. I'm sure that the time will come where we'll have Crusade Airbus that will be big enough to carry 200 people at once, 300 people belonging to the church. How many of you believe that that will happen shortly? And how many of you believe that God can use you to be a part of that? Stand up on your feet, everybody. We're getting set for the anointing, but before we do that, we're going to ask God, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and in verse 14. Ecclesiastes 3 and in verse 14. He said, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. It shall be forever. Father, what you have done in Zambia, establish it. Will you say that? Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you will establish
what you have done
and all that you did
in Zambia.
Establish it.
All you did
this weekend.
Establish them.
Oh
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father, we ask that you establish what you did,
what you have done,
and what you did
in Zambia
this weekend.
Establish
them,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Establish them. attacks. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we take authority,
over
every reprisal and counterattacks from the Zambia crusade. Oh, you counterattack, the blood of Jesus is against you. You are neutralized now in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, we take authority over every reprisal and counterattacks from the Zambia crusade. Oh, you counterattack. The blood of Jesus is against you. You are neutralized now in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray against counterattacks. Pray, pray, pray. Worship him. I sense the power and the presence of God so strong. I sense yokes breaking. I sense divine encounters. Encounters of people coming out of the graves and the pits and the prisons. Encounters of healings and deliverances. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Lift your hands.
I see the power of God everywhere. Receive what Jehovah has for you this morning. Receive it. Receive it. Encounter. The mantle of this commission, rescue mantle, restoration of human destinies and dignities, is here right now. Lift your hands high. Healing impartation, deliverance impartation, breakthrough impartation is happening right now. Lift your hands up. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you place your hand on your head and scream, I receive at the top of your voice. You are receiving your healing. You are receiving your deliverance. You are receiving your liberty. You are receiving your breakthrough. You are receiving fire. The chains are broken. The bondages are broken. The yokes have been broken. Are you ready? Father, let it happen. The restoration mantle, the deliverance mantle, the rescue mantle. Let it flow. Are you ready? In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, fire. The hands on your head. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Fire. Fire. Receive. 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 Receive.
lift your hands and give him the praise. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. I saw prison doors open. I saw black garment pulled from someone. Another one set on fire. I saw prison chains broken. In the name that is above every name, I saw the dark shadow left somebody. In the name that is above every name, Father, thank you. Somebody's paralyzed hand has just been healed. Knees have just been healed. Father, thank you. Heartburn just healed. Peptic ulcer disease has just been healed. Somebody's breast condition. I see about 7 lumps and growths disappear from the body of people in the name of Jesus. And I saw diverse encounters. Somebody has the keys delivered into your hands, and the spirit of poverty and wretchedness is over forever. Stretch your 2 hands in front of you. I declare the spirit of empty-handedness, backwardness, poverty, scarcity, shortage over forever. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute.